Lav. Mishum Pir Rivia, but if not for this Svara, like Kafin Lev, then we would not force him. Vloy Motsi ever the main Malay, Okwas Padamim, Yetlachom Echalokacho. Like we're here at the Kasha, it's a proof to Rav Nachman. For the Kasha and Rav Yehuda. Masma that this Hilla would have still held this Svara, if not for this new Svara Pir Rivia. To have children is very important. Therefore, we force the Nesta to free the seven. But if not for that Svara, then we would let the master stay the way he is, and we can't force him to free. So you see, you did not say the Svara of Gudah Yogan. So of course the Kasha on Rav Yehuda. Sumara says, Shani Hocha, the Yogud Ika Gud Lekha. Rashi says, Shani Hocha, the Yogud Ika Gud Lekha. Whoever Yocho Liknois, the Yevetaka could like be Matna give himself up to the master. That he could do. Avol Einoi Oimer Kinei Chelki. But he can't say, you be kind to me. Shein Domin the Ben Chorin. Now that the Eved is half freed, the half that's free, the Ben Chorin of himself, can't become an Eved Kanani. A Ben Chorin can't become an Eved Kanani. Shein Eved Ivri, Nimkar, El Lashesh. An Eved Ivri can only be sold for 6 years, and not forever. So therefore, here you can't say good or yogurt, because the Eved, like, can't say back. The Eved Taka, like the master could say, I want to be kind. The master, the Eved could say, I'll sell myself to you. But the master can't be kind of the seven. He can't get the seven to be a whole Eved. Therefore here, we do not set a svara of Gudah Yogud. Therefore here, we would have to leave it the way it is, unless for the svara of Veshamayin, that means in the svara period of Rivio, we force the master to free him, he should be able to get married. Toshima, coming here, says, Shnei Yachin, there are two brothers, Echod Oni V'Echod Osher. One brother is poor, one brother is rich. V'Niach Len Avien Mercha. And the father left over a bathhouse, Hubei, Sabad, an olive press. So it's like this. And the father died, so Tereshi Rushi now left over these two things.
That means if by the father who just rented it out, and the father received the rent, so very good, so Aschali Emsa. Now when they take over the Rusha, they just divide up the rent, it'll be very good. But what's going to be Osan Liatzma? Let's say they themselves have to run it. They themselves have to run this bathhouse. They themselves have to run the Yalla press. So then it says like this, that Pshita, like Lechura, the Oni, he wants to divide up. He can't afford to keep it going. And the Osher, he wants to keep it going. So it says, Hare Osher, Oimeli Oni. The rich brother has the right to say to the poor brother, listen, Kach Lechu Avodim, go buy yourself some Avodim, V'yichu to the Merchats, and go wash them in the Merchats, and let's run the Merchats. Kach Lechu Zaytim, go take some olives, and go make them in the yellow press. So you see that the Yosher has the right to say he does not want to divide up, and we do not say the Svar of good or yogurt. So more says, awesome nami, good eco or good lekka. Here also the Yoni cannot say back to the rich one, listen, if you don't wanna take it, then I'll take it and I'll pay you back for your share, because the Yoni doesn't have any money, doesn't have enough to pay back even for his share.
There's only good, Rashi says, Shaina Oni Oimaloi Afani Yeknakokoko. Because here the poor one can't say back to the rich one, listen, if you don't want to sell out, if you don't want to buy my hip, I'll buy your hip. Because the poor man doesn't have what to buy it with. So since the poor man can't speak back with good or yogurt is only when I say to you, listen, I want out, you don't want out, so I'll give you the choice. Either you take those things and pay me for my hip, and if you don't want to do that, then I say back to you, I'll take it from you, and I'll pay you for your hip. That's good or yogurt. But here the yoni can't say that. The poor man can't say, listen, if you don't want out, I'll take your half and I'll pay you for it. He doesn't have money to pay it. Therefore, here we do not say the svara of Gudah Yogud. Therefore, it's not a kasha to Rav Yehuda, to Rav Huna. Toshima coming here. Says the locha, kol elu, kol shilu yechlek, ushmayolov chotu. Says the Mishnah. Anytime there's a field, pashutzim, and one wants to divide up, if after they'll divide up, there's enough left over for each one that his name is upon it, then chokin. In love, but let's say the property is too small, that even after if they were divided up, there would not be enough for both of them to give it a shame. Shmoyalov, it's not enough for both of them. So then, Malanoisim Bedomim, it says clearly that you have a right to say, let's see how much it's worth. Listen, if you don't want to divide up, so then you take those things and pay me for my half. And if you don't want to do that, I'll take those things and I'll pay you. So it says clearly, Lukhuri here, the Svar of Gudah Yogud. So Zoyat Akash and Rav Nachman. Hilachur says clearly in the Brisa, we said this svar of Malanoisim Bedomim, that you have to pay money for it. Listen, either I'll pay you or you pay me. That's called Gudah Yogud. So Chris Akash and Rav Nachman. Tamar says true. Rav Nachman says like Tanoi, Yishno, Tamachloikas Tanoim. Tatani will learn like this. Teilato Shir Vani Pochus. If one says, listen, again, this field right now does not have enough for both of them to have good portions. So one shittah says, I don't want to divide up. The other one says like this, listen, I want out. You don't want to listen. Till after shear, I'll even let you take a big portion. You can have the bigger portion. You could have enough of a shear that's worth it for you. Vani Pochus, and I'll take the smaller shear. Shayna Maloy. For this thing, we have to listen to him. Rashi says, going chotzer. Shein by Shemay Namas is not eight. The yom is there, so once of listen. Cholak v'tolak chodal damas. You can take four amas, and I'll take less. So Tanakhama says, yes, we have to listen to him. Rabbi Shimon Megamlioloi Mer, ain't Shemaloi. No, we do not listen to him. Seichidam, what's the case talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell Mekiratani the way we learned, that Mamish one should assess the other one. Listen, you can have four amas. I don't care. Just I want to split. I'll only take two amas. If that's the pshat, if so, my time is Rosh Hashanah Megamliel. Why could anybody argue here? Why could Rosh Hashanah Megamliel say, we don't listen to him? Like, what is he doing wrong? He's telling the other shutuf, listen, you're going to get Kedei Chalukah. So just like if there's eight amas here, that if we divide, you get four and I get four, I have a right to force you to divide. Why? Because you're going to end up with a portion that's worth it for you. Just if there's less than eight, then you're only going to end up with less than four. That's not worth it for you. So you have a right to say no. But if here, if I tell you, listen, you take four gesundheit, I'll only take three. So why don't we listen to him? That's a good svara. Of course, he could force the other one to divide up. That can't be the case. Elo the Gemara says, rather, the case has to be, Elalav is, aren't we talking about? Chasuri Netzera. I'll tell you something is missing over here. V'ochi Kama, this is what the Braisa means to say. That he says like this, Toil Ato Shir. You take a shir. Vani Pochis, and I'll take less. Then Shemim Loi. But not everybody agrees, we listen to him. That's saying very good. That if I say you could take four amas, and I'll take only three, so Pshiti has to listen, he's getting his four amas. For Guda Yogid, Nami Shemim Loi. And the same thing if there be a case of Guda Yogid. Not that I'm telling you, you take the four amas. But I'm telling you, listen, there's only seven amas here, so true, we can't divide it up. But I'm telling you clearly, either you take it and pay me for my hif, or else I'll take it and I'll pay you, and that's Shemim Loi. That's what the Tanakhama says, the old Shemim Loi. Now, the Yosu, Rabbi Shemim Megamliel Meimi, comes to say, ain't Shemim Loi, no, we do not listen to him. So that's what he argues on. So here you see clearly, it's a machlekes tanoim in this svara of good or yogurt. So Mor says, Loi, that's not the pshat over here. I'll tell you, Loi, that's not the pshat. But rather it's like this. All right, turn over. Mor says, Le'olam, really, I'll tell you, Kediktoni, like we learned before, that we're talking about now, that one should assess to the other one, listen, you take four amas and I'll take less. Oh, the comrades, so yes, the question, if that was a pshat over here, then my time with Rishimah Megamliel, what can be the sorrow of Rishimah Megamliel? Why does he say, ain't Shema Maloy? Why not? So Mor says, Mishum the Yomalek, because the other shutuf has right to say, Ibe Demei, Lesli Demei, Lemetam Lechol. Listen, if you want me to pay for it, I don't have money to pay for it. Now, what's going on here? Right now, really, there's only seven amas worth of karka here. So one shutuf is being nice to the other one and saying, listen, you could take four. I'm going to take three. So it comes out, you're getting more than you're supposed to. I'm getting less. So the other shutuf says, listen, what do you want? If you want me to pay you for that extra property you give me, he has the right to say, I don't have money to give you. I can't do that. Elamai, the other one says, no, I don't want you to pay me. Take it for a present. So, the matono, lo nichali. The other shutuf has the right to say, I don't want a present. The pasuk says, v'soine matono siyichia. A person that hates presents, he'll live. So he has the right to say, I don't want the present. So that's what Rosh Hashanah Megamliel argues. But could be nothing to do with good or yogurt. He takes hold that the other shutuf has the right to say, don't do me no taifis. I don't want you to give me more than I deserve. Because the only way it's fair is if I pay you. I don't have money not to pay you. Just that much take a present, I have a right to say I don't want presents. So that's the svar of Rosh Hashanah Megamliel. Therefore, the other shutuf does not have a right to force him. Omoy Abai, the Rabbi Yosef, Abai, Sefer Rabbi Yosef, Hod the Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabbi Yehuda says, the Shmuel he, goes according to Shmuel. So it's Hod the Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabbi Yehuda said before, the Yom good or yogurt, so Rabbi Yehuda, not your phone, I mean. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it. The Yom that he says, good or yogurt, Mishmei the Rabbi Kiblish, no, Rabbi Yehuda heard over from his Rabbi. He didn't say it by himself, he heard over from Shmuel his Rabbi. It's not with him like this. The Kisvei HaKodesh, he had a Mishnah before. If two people own Kisvei HaKodesh, they own. A Sefer Torah or Nevi'im Maksuvim. Avo Pisha Shneim, right? Even though both Shutfin want to divide up now the Sefer Torah, they want to rip it in half. They want to rip off this Nevi'im Aksuvim. Lo Yachloiku. The Lacher is nothing doing. We do not let you divide up the Sefer Torah. It's in Mizoyin. We don't let you. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said on this, Lo Yishonu Elo B'Krach Echad. We're only talking about if it's in one krach. It's one parchment. Then it's not nice to rip it. Avo B'Shnei Krichos. Let's say they're in two different Svarim. Then Chokim. Then it's okay. Then you let it divide it up. You take one and I'll take the other one. Now, the Yisalka Daituch. Lest Dina the Gudo Yogid, if Shmuel does not hold from this Svar of Gudo Yogid, so Ma'ira the Krak Echod, why does Shmuel have to tell us that if it's in one Krak, in one Sefer Torah, one binding, then you can't divide it up? Afilu b'shnei Krakim Nami, even in two Krichas, two different bundles, two different Svarim also. If you don't know from Gudo Yogid, one has the right to stop the other one, he doesn't want to divide up. Why do you say it has to be Chokin? Rashi says, because the Havim in the world, even if both of them do not want to. Still, the one has the right to force the other one. So if you don't know from the Svar of Gudo Yogud, why can he force the other one? So that's the proof that Shmuel holds the Svar of Gudo Yogud. Therefore, one Shutzer could force the other one. So Mara says, no, Tir Gemar, Rav Shalomon, Visheshneim Reitzin. I'll tell you, no, Shmuel is going to talk about with both Shutzim want to divide up the Sefer. So then the Lacher is, when do we say they can't? That's only if it's in one Krach. It's a bizarre terrific. But when it's in two different krachas, two different pieces, two different parchments, then, if they both want to, they could divide up. But maybe Shmuel does not hold from the svar of Gudo Yogid. So Rabbi Yehuda is not klo, he's saying the name of his Rebbe. Omer Ameima, but Ameima said, Yishino, Hilchasa, what's the locha? Is Dino the Gudo Yogid. That's the locha. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda. There is such a svar of Gudo Yogid. When you have two shutrim, two partners, and they want out, even though there's not Kadei Chaluk here, the property is too small for both of them, one has the right to force the other one and say, listen, I want out. Again, either you take those things and pay me my half, or else I'll take and I'll pay you. Oh, Malay Rav Ashila Meimar, hold the Rav Nachman Mai. What do you do with Rav Nachman that says, we don't say Gudo Yogid? Oh, Malay La Shmili, Kloy Malay Shmili, I didn't hear me, they don't hold from him. I don't hold from Nachman. I hold here the Pesach is like Rav Yehuda. But the Marv Eloi is a true, you don't hold like him. The Rav Bar Chinano, for Rav Dimi Bar Chinano, Shavuk Lu Avua Tarti Yamoso, the father left over two maids. Chad Yoda Afiyah Bishulei, one maid was a very good cook, she knew how to bake and cook. The Chad Yoda Pilcha Benavlo, one knew how to spin, play with their weave, one knew how to sew. So now, the Yoslik said, they didn't know what to do, divide up. How do we divide up the maid? How do we divide up these two? So, the Yoslik came, when they came in front of Rava, the Yomalu, let's dinner the good of Yogi, we don't hold the Svara, we don't hold that Svara. In other words, one can't force the other one to divide up. If one does not want to divide up, he can't force the other one. So, you see clearly, we don't hold the Svara of good of Yogi. So, Mara says, no, Shani Yosem, there it's different. The Lamar mi boiler Tavayu, or Lamar mi boiler Tavayu, there's a different Svara. Because there, both of them needs both of them. Like this one needs somebody to cook or somebody to sew, and the other one needs both. So there we can't say Gudo Yogid, because they both need both. Ki komalei shkirl ak chodo, fiyano chodo. Elamai, what can we say here? That you say take one, and I say I'll take the other one. That's the only shayla over here. So, lav Gudo Yogidu. That's not a svar of Gudo Yogid. That's a svar to divide up. I have a right to say no. Each of us has a right to say, I want the other one, I don't want to divide up. So here it has nothing to do with the svar of Gudo Yogid. Here it's a different svara. Like, you have to get one apiece. And one apiece, each one says, no, I want the other one, I want both of them. That's why here we say, you can't divide up. For the Gemara of Kisvei HaKodesh, the case before by Kisvei HaKodesh, by Svarim, by Ksuvim, Nevi'im, and the Torah, Titavayim, Miboilu, both of them need both, they both need the Torah and Nevi'im. V'yom HaShmuel, Loishanu Olam Krach Echod, when do we say they don't divide up? Only if it's in one Sefer. Abba Mishnei Krichos, and two Krichos, then Chokin, then we do divide up. So the Marin says, Otirgum or Shalmin, he enters here, Visharotsu. Here we're talking about not only because they both agree to do it. Then if they do not agree, then there's no din of Gudo Yogid here either. Because both of them need both portions. Yelamai means each one gets half of it. He has a right to say, no, I want both. Then if I'm here, it's only because they both agree. If not, you win. Turn around about a word like this. Madvik Odom, Turin of Yilmuksuvim, Kiechot. They light up, put together in one crack, one big parchment, sew them together, Torah and Nevi'im Aksuvim. Even though the Nevi'im comes out on top of the Torah, it's still smutzim. Tiber Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Weimer, no. Torah b'fnei atzmo, you can't put the two together. Torah has to be by itself, because otherwise you're going to have the Nevi'im rolled around the Torah, it's not nice. And Nevi'im b'fnei atzmo, Aksuvim b'fnei atzmo. That's a Yudish Shita. Each one has to be by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, Meister once happened to beat us Ben Zainim. Shayullah Shmona Neviim. There are eight Neviim of the Bokum Techa was wrapped around one after another. Apir of Lazar Ben Azariah. The old Jalara have the Neviim together. The Yeshem Mesom said, Lahoyullah Yelecha, and there was only one. Echad Echad Nasmoy. Each Navi by itself. That's the last Chom. The Chom's argument say, Kolech Echad Nasmoy means even the Neviim. You can't put two Neviim together. Even by Neviim, each one has to be by itself. Because some say that's the way it was. Omer Revi, Maisa, the Avila Fanenu, Turin of Yimksuvim, Midubokim was all together. Kiechot, the Yachshanum, and they said as Kasha, Bein Chumish to Chumish, Shal Torah, Abor Shittim. They saw there were four Shittim between the Torah. Bein Kol, the Chaim, Bein Kol Novi, the Novi, there were four lines. Over Novi Shashnei Mosa, Gimel Shittim. Over Messiah, they ended off in the Mato. Over Maskim, the Mala, they ended off on the bottom and started on the top. So this is Maisa that you are allowed to do like this. Turn around, all right. Still, Adavik, turn of Yom Kisuvim, Kiyachod, Medavik. For Yosef, Roshik, Gadeg, Gavil. You got to put them together on top. You have to leave over a certain amount. Or the Sefer, Gadeg, Gavil. Heck of a Messiah, Lamas, or Maskim, Lamala. All right, we'll stop here.
So, Lama Base. Okay, the last Gemara was, it came out that we really hold the Sfora of Guda Yogurt. The last Gemara was, he asked him back the question, if you don't hold like this, V'or Rav, they left over two maids for Yerusha. Chad Yod Afuya Bishuli, one maid was able to cook and bake. For Chad Yod Pilcho Ben Avla, one who had a so good. Now, so the question, what should the two sons do? They didn't know, but both of them wanted both of them. You need both maids. So the Yosla came in the Rav, they came in front of Rava. The Yomalu, let Dina the Gura Yogurt. Here there's no halach of Gura Yogurt. Like one brother cannot go to the other brother and say, either you take them or else I'll take them. So here you see, we do not pass in the din of Gura Yogurt. So my answer is no, Shani Yosin, they're different. The Lamar mi boile tarayu, or Lamar mi boile tarayu. Really, both brothers need both maids. Like it's a pair, you need both of them. You need to cook and you need to sew. Like what really is the chalukah now? By Yerusha it should be one brother takes one and the other brother takes the other one. So if so, that you can't force upon the two brothers, because lav gura yogurdu, that's not a case of gura yogurdu. Gura yogurdu be that you take both or else I take both, but that's not what they want here. Here they want that you should take one and I should take one. So therefore this is not a lock of gura yogurdu. Therefore here they do not divide up. For the moral of a kisvei hakodesh, that is a question of kisvei hakodesh, the tavayim miboilei, where both brothers need both. Like you need both, you need chumash and neviim ksuvim. For Yomah Shmuel, Lashon v'Labakrach Echad. Shmuel says, when do we say that they don't divide up? Only if it's all in one big parchment, like so together, it's in one krach, it's in one sefer, the different svarim. Avo b'shnei krichas, let krichin, let's say they're in different svarim, two svarim, then chokin, then we do make them divide up. And the question is, I over here, like both brothers need both svarim. So when you say a chalukiyah, would mean you take one and I take one. So it should not be a din of gura yogurt. They're saying one and one. Gura yogurt means either you take both or I take both. So how come here we could force them to divide up? So my answer is, Tirgum or Shalomion, Bishurotsu, Enachanami. Here we're talking about that both brothers agree to divide up the kisvei hakodesh. Therefore, if it's in two krachim, you could do it. If one would not want to divide up, then we cannot force them to divide up. Because here there would not be a loch of good or yogurt, since both of them need both svarim, and they're not dividing both. You only want to give one and one, therefore here there's no loch of good or yogurt. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, what about this in the Braisa? Mad dik odom teru neviya muksovim kiyechud. Diva Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds you'll have to have him one sefer, Torah, and then the neviyim written around it, and then the ksuvim. Even though, like when you roll it up, the Chur will come out that the neviyim of the ksuvim is on top of the sefer Torah, still it's mutter. Since it's in one krach and one, like, you know, rolling, it's okay. And that's the way we hold l'alocha. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Torah b'fnei atzmo, no, you could only have like the chamisha chum shetorah by itself. and Nevi'im b'fnei atzman. You have to have the Nevi'im by itself. You cannot put the Nevi'im and the Torah together. And uksuvim b'fnei atzman. You have to have the uksuvim by itself. You cannot even have Nevi'im and uksuvim together. However, the Chachamim Omrim, the Chum say, kol echod v'yechad b'fnei atzman. You have to know each one has to be separate. Because every Novi has to be in the Son Krach, and every uksuvim has to be in the Son Krach. V'yom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, V'yom Rav Yehuda, Maisa b'ditos ben zaynin. It's a story with her. She'oyu loy shemayna neviyim udubokim kiechod. She had all eight neviyim like stuck together in one seifam. Al pir of Loza ben Azayah, he held like a Loza ben Azayah, that you might have all the neviyim together. V'yesh shemim, or some of the girsa, the bach of the girsa should be, no, each seif, each Navi was in its own krach. That's the Chum Shita, that you're not allowed to have two Nevi'im written together. You have to have each one separately on its own krach. The Omer Rebbe said, they once brought in front of us the sefer that had the Torah, the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim all together, and we take a set as kasha, and that's taka the locha. The locha is, you are allowed to put them all together. Now, Bein Chumish L'Chumish, in the Sefer Torah, like when they finish writing Sefer Bereishis and they start Shemais, is Arbor Shitin. You have to leave four lines blank. Like if you end in the middle of a page, so you have to leave four lines blank and then start Sefer Shemais. V'chein Bein Kol Novi V'Novi. V'chein Bein Kol Novi V'Novi. The same thing in between one Novi and another Novi. You also have to leave four lines blank. Over Novi Shashnei Mosa, but in Shrei Yosa, there the Nevi'im there, Gimel Shitin, it's enough just to leave over three lines blank between one Novi and another Novi. Now, O Messiah Milamato, O Maschil Milamala. Let's say you finished a Novi or a Sefer on the bottom line, and then the next Sefer you let it start all the way on top on the next line. You do not have to leave over blank spaces first. Since it's a new page, like, you let it start the new Sefer right away on the top of the new page. Tana Rabbanan, read like this. If somebody wants to put together a Sefer Torah with the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim on one Karach, like you're allowed to sell them together. At the beginning of it, you have to leave over the parchment blank enough to wrap around the Omud, wrap around the stick that you're going to tie the Sefer around. Or the Sefer, at the end of it, you have to have enough left over, enough parchment, blank parchment left over, to go around the whole circumference of the Sefer. Now, this is the Gerusa that we have in our Gemara, and this is the way Rashi learns Pshat. However, Tosfos learns a little bit differently, and that's the Halacha.